You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of The Confessions by St. Augustine. This book is read by Simon Vance. This recording was produced in 2006 by Hovel Audio, an audiobook imprint of Christian Audio. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Augustine's Testimony Concerning the Confessions. 1. The Retractions, AD 427. My confessions, in 13 books, praise the righteous and good God, as they speak either of my evil or good, and they are meant to excite men's minds and affections toward him. At least, as far as I'm concerned, this is what they did for me when they were being written, and they still do this when read. What some people think of them is their own affair, but I do know that they have given pleasure to many of my brethren, and still do so. The first through the 10th books were written about myself, the other three about Holy Scripture, from what is written there, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, even as far as the reference to the Sabbath rest. In Book 4, when I confessed my soul's misery over the death of a friend, and said that our soul had somehow been made one out of two souls, but it may have been that I was afraid to die, lest he should then die wholly whom I had so greatly loved, Chapter 6, this now seems to be more a trivial declamation than a serious confession, although this inept expression may be tempered somewhat by the may have been, which I added.